Now, God's going to prepare Simon Peter. These men are not going to have any trouble finding the place. Verse 9, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Now, God's going to have to prepare Simon Peter, and we'll see that it was necessary. Simon Peter did not have the breadth that Paul had. He did not have the background. He didn't have the training at all. But you see, God can use man differently. And this idea today that everybody has to be poured into the same mold for God to use them is, I think, a tremendous mistake. Now, will you notice the thing that's happening? The Spirit of God now is going to prepare Simon Peter. He's prepared Cornelius now to hear. And on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Now, he went up about the sixth hour to pray, became very hungry, would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and he saw heaven open, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. Now, this is the thing that there were beasts, and there were all kinds of birds and all kinds of bugs. And the Lord tells to him, rise, Peter, kill, and eat. Now, he's wondering what that means, because notice what Peter said. But Peter said, not so, Lord. Isn't it interesting? He calls him Lord, and he doesn't really obey him. He says no, but he calls him Lord. For I have never eaten anything that's common or unclean. Now, don't miss that. Here is a man that's now on this side of the day of Pentecost. And he's living in a day when whether you eat meat or you don't eat meat makes no difference. And he's not eating meat. He would not eat any of these things at all that were unclean listed in the Mosaic system. Now, when he said that, he's sincere and he's honest about it. And somebody says, well, he ought to be broad-minded and eat everything. Eat what's set before you, Paul said. Well, may I say to you, under grace, if you don't want to eat, you don't have to. And if you want to eat, you can. The trouble about a great many people today is they say, well, I'm going to follow the same procedure. I'm not going to eat. But they try to put everybody else under it. My friend, under grace, you can eat meat or not eat meat. That's your business under grace. Just the way God leads you about matters like this, because after all, these things won't bring you to the Lord. They may give you indigestion if you eat certain things, but it certainly won't bring you to the Lord nor interfere with your relationship with him. Now the voice spoke unto him again the second time, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. He says to Simon Peter, what God's called clean, don't you call it unclean. You can eat anything here. God's told you to do that. And now notice what happens. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again unto heaven. Now, this man is wondering what it's all about here.